It's 11 minutes, 12 minutes after 11 o'clock, and I'm joined by the CEO of Crazy for Walking. Francois Lowe joins me. Francois, good evening to you, and thank you very much for joining us, sir. I really appreciate your time.
Hey, Aubrey, good evening, and let me be the one that I appreciate being on your show.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I just have to put it on record. You know, I've been listening to the crazy stuff that's been happening today, but these intellectual conversations is just exhilarating.
Sure.
I love the passion with which South Africans engage
absolutely
in difficult matters, and you as a broadcaster, you're inspirational.
So thank you, sir. Really appreciate that.
Thank you for being on your show.
Thank you very much. Let's talk about this initiative, Crazy for Walking. You guys have walked from Pretoria to Cape Town at some point. Some people might say that in itself is crazy. Of course, you guys are doing it for a particular purpose, and that is to destigmatize the conversations and the attitudes towards mental illness, something that I'm very passionate about, Francois. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Hey, once again, thank you for your support, Aubrey. I'm going to, if you allow me, just give you a rundown of this.
Sure.
However, I have to highlight the craziness of the day. I mean, Zinki Swalosi. Who would have thought, huh? Girl.
Yep.
This is wonderful crazy, isn't it?
Absolutely, man.
It's a premiership in the Western Cape, Moosey not taking it.
Yeah.
3.2 billion rand SAB salary debt.
It's crazy.
Are you guys going to get paid? I mean, this is nuts.
It's crazy.
The ANC monkey, the thuggery of state capture.
Yeah.
The Zondo Commission. But I really like the holy herb thing, that the cannabinoid oil extract seems now to be something that's legal.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And what really caught my attention, that's really crazy, is the coal reserve standing on 21 days.
Yeah.
You know where it takes us, hypothetically? On the 10th of October, we're going to go dark.
Yeah.
The 10th of October, crazy coincidence, is World Mental Health Day.
Yes.
And that's the day that we are focusing on as the highlight day, the culmination day of a one-week crazy walk initiative all over South Africa.
Yeah.
And the whole idea is last year we did this thing, took us 5 weeks. It's very expensive to walk to Cape Town, man. It's easier and cheaper to fly and drive there. To walk there in 5 weeks is an expensive excursion. It was hard, it was tough, but we did it.
Yeah.
So this year, the issue, and I can really run numbers by you and just over flood the thinking that the number one killer today globally, this is World Health Organization statistics, for girls 15 to 19 year olds,
yes,
suicide.
Yes.
Number one. The number two killer for the 15 to 29 year olds is also suicide.
Wow.
For the business people out there, the intellectual giant economists,
yep,
depression in South Africa, this is a study by, late study, 2016.
Yes.
Depression costs our economy 232 billion rand each year.
Yes.
That's 5.7% of GDP. We can pay the whole health bill if we can get rid of depression in the workspace.
Yeah.
That's disability in the workspace.
Yeah.
Our initiative, I'm really reminded by a quote that impresses me, and that is, there is just no getting around that turning bad things into good things is up to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we want to turn this around. What's the issue out there? Why is mental illness being the number one disability disease globally, and it is climbing?
Yeah.
It is just stretching the gap on disease number 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
And research is very clear. World Health Organization says there are some barriers to treatment.
Mm.
One is access to treatment.
Yeah.
There's another barrier, which is the political will of governments to actually take this matter on. And a third major barrier is stigma.
Yes.
There is help for mental illness. People can get intervention, can get treatment, can be healed and can be reintroduced into the economies of countries. They can be functioning in their families if they get treatment, but they do not seek treatment because of stigma.
Yeah.
So this is why we say we want to change this bad thing, and it's up to us to change it and make it better.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we're doing a crazy thing. We're embracing the word crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'll hear me talk about crazy stuff. And we've done some research, and the only way to really break down a stigma is to embrace the issue.
Yes.
And this is what we do. So obviously you would ask, so why are we walking?
Before we get to the walking, before we even get to what you are doing to raise more awareness about some of the statistics that you've just given me now, which are quite staggering, Francois. What do you think is the nature of the stigma around mental illness? You know, I've had lots of conversations about this. And so when somebody actually takes up the challenge like you guys are doing with the crazy work that you guys are doing, what do you think is the nature of the stigmatization of mental illness, given that it is more prevalent than I think we care to believe?
Yeah.
And it is, as you've just said, the fastest growing cause of disease, other, opportunistic diseases related to this. What is the nature of the stigma in your words, Francois?
Okay. Well, unfortunately, there's not a simple silver bullet answer to this.
Yep.
But let me drill some of the issues. You know, one thing about mental illnesses, it's something you cannot see.
Yep.
You cannot see the illness. If you've broken a leg, you can see the guy's plaster.
Yes.
If you have the mumps, you can see it.
Yep.
You can see other illnesses, but mental illness is an invisible, strange thing in your head. We talk about decapitation.
Yeah.
Any disease below the brain is okay, but it should not be in the brain. But that's the center of all control.
Yeah.
And like any other disease, mental illness is a disease.
Yeah.
And that in itself is misinformation. People do not take mental illness as disease.
Yes.
So stigma is about misinformation. It is about the mystery thereof.
Yeah.
It is about the non-existence and recognition of it. You know this.
Yeah.
The word depression exists in English. There is no African word for depression.
Well, we did a, albeit not scientific, Francois, on the show, where I asked people to give me words that would be associated with depression in our various vernacular languages in South Africa. And a lot of people came through with different words that would describe the affliction, the disease.
Yes.
But you are correct when you say that we don't have a word in the vernacular that is understood to be a medical labeling of a disease. And I've been having a lot of conversation with African healers, and one of the principles that they told me about in the healing philosophy that they apply is that if you don't have a name for a disease, you can't heal it. So you can have a description for it.
You got it.
But if you don't have an...
This is indeed an intellectual
child. Yeah, there you go. And it's not my intellect. It's just that somebody who's a healer explained that to me. He said, as a principle in the process of healing anything, if you haven't named it, you haven't ring-fenced it, in other words, you haven't caught it, and therefore you can't heal it.
So because you haven't identified it or you captured or you ring-fenced it,
yes,
you cannot treat it, and therefore it does not exist.
Yep.
And therefore you do not treat it.
Yep.
So that's also part of the whole stigma thing.
Yeah.
You know, another issue of the stigma, our language, for instance, you know, we've just discussed that. That's definitely a barrier in understanding mental illness.
Yeah.
You know, there's the horrific past cultures of people being locked up in chains on their ankles and at their wrists on walls in asylums because they had demons or something to that effect.
Yeah, witchcraft.
It's a treatable disease. Yeah. Yes, yes. It's not doing away with any of those realities.
Yeah.
But the fact is that evidence-based science now has very clear definitions, has treatment interventions, is now the proof for us that mental illness is a treatable illness.
Yeah.
And taking on the stigma will then give people the voice to talk about it, to come out in the open about it. You know, there were times in my life that we didn't use the word cancer.
Yeah.
We said the C disease.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Now our whole language has changed.
Yeah.
We talk about cancer survivors.
Yeah.
So we will deepen this discussion, you know, coming ahead of time, you know, in future.
Yes.
There would definitely be a deepening of the discussion where we'd most likely start talking about, I'm a mental illness survivor.
Yeah.
I am a depression survivor.
Yeah.
You know,
Francois, we're running out of time, and I want to entertain some of the calls that are coming through. By the way, you can join the conversation between myself and Francois. Francois Lowe is the CEO of Crazy for Walking. They're going to be doing some crazy stuff to raise awareness around the issue of mental illness, to try and debunk some of the mystery and the myth that is associated with mental illness, some of the stigma associated with mental illness. Please be part of the conversation. And I suppose the question I need to ask you is, what are the effects in your thinking of the stigmatization of this illness called mental illness? I'd be interested to hear your thoughts. Francois, let me take a call from Dominic. Dominic, hi.
Hi, Aubrey.
Yeah, go ahead, Dominic.
Yeah, I'm saying that there's also the question of discrimination.
Yeah.
And that people that self-identify as people with psychosocial disabilities have major discrimination, never mind stigma.
Yeah.
So it's beyond an illness.
Yeah.
It is, and one famous writer on the subject, I think it's Tom Shakespeare, said that people with noticeable disabilities are the emotional dustbins of the world.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, it's not just about treatment. If you think, when you say the causes of mental illness, in my opinion, the entire country is suffering from post-traumatic stress, war, continuous traumatic stress.
Yeah.
Yes, poverty, a violent environment,
The effect of the violence of poverty causes that kind of the discrimination leads to further discrimination, and the poor deal with anxiety and depression every minute of the day.
Dominic, I'm gonna leave you there because I think you.
That's good. I've got it.
Thanks very much for your call. Very, very, very pertinent, Francois. I think he's raising an issue that goes just beyond the issue of mental illness being a thing that we treat in a medical facility like a hospital or anything of that nature. He's suggesting, and I agree with Dominic, that we may actually have to deal with the possible reality that all of us in this country are suffering from some level of mental illness in different degrees, not only because of the traditional causes of mental diseases as we might understand them, but simply because of the fact that South Africa is such a controversial, difficult place that has serious impact on our psyche, on our thinking, on our internal well-being. I'm interested to find out what your thoughts are about that, but what are you guys actually going to be doing, and what can people do to support you in this initiative?
Okay, great. Let me just comment on this very point. You know, this is World Health Organization fact again, that the rates of mental disorder tends to double after emergencies or trauma. So violence and poverty, sexual abuse, humiliation and feeling devalued can actually increase the risk of developing mental health problems and double the incidence thereof. So it's quite right. So you
would include in that, Francois, if I understand you correctly, even the very painful history of our country in terms of the humiliation of colonialism, apartheid, and all of those kinds of things.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the question is, what do we do?
Yeah.
As I said, we're embracing the word crazy so we can get talking about it. And we're actually doing something. And by the way, this is volunteer. It is sponsored by private psychiatric hospitals of the National Hospital Network in South Africa. It's privately owned. It is small hospitals, small owners that said, we want to change this. We have to change this. This is our contribution to changing the state of affairs.
Yeah.
So why walking? Part of the reality of mental illness and the stigma thereto is the lack of proper education. So hand in hand with this walk from the 3rd of October till the 10th of October in that week, walking around the union buildings all day. We're going to do that for a whole week. We're going to do 24-hour walk on the last day up until the 10th of October when we run out of coal.
Yeah.
In the Free State, there's going to be a major walk over the Rimland, and all of these walks symbolizes part of the experience of mental illness.
Yes.
In Cape Town, they're going to walk the Table Mountain. They're going to walk in the malls. I mean, sometimes mental illness is like a mountain ahead of you. For a whole week, there's going to be a bunch of people just walking that mountain. In the malls, it is every day, 1 in 3 people will suffer a mental illness episode in their life. 75% of them will never seek help.
Yeah.
So you walk past these people every day in the mall. So there'll be walks in the malls, walks on the mountain, walks around the union building. Why are we settling it? Mental illness is a cyclic disease. It feels like you have to do over and over and over again, and just winning it by repeating it is part of the intervention.
Francois, I'm worried about our time. What can people do to support your initiative? Where, how, when? Is there a cost? What can people do?
Okay. So Crazy for Walking has got a website.
Yeah.
We're launching an app. That app, we want to encourage everyone to download and participate in this walk. Your steps will count. Technology is great. As you walk, you will join in a major walk to destigmatize mental illness. So go on the website, go on to the different stores. It will only be available the week or the day just before the 3rd of October. Join in the walk. Wear your crazy. By the way, Aubrey, do you have some happy socks and crazy socks?
I've got some happy socks, Francois.
Okay. Crazy Socks, the 10th of October. We call it the 10th of October. It's no longer October. It's Socktober. So in solidarity, this is what we do in the brand. We wear crazy socks. We want everybody in solidarity for people and families who suffer from mental illness to wear these crazy socks on the 10th of October. So join us in that.
Yep.
Put it on Facebook. Show us what your solidarity looks like. Come join us. Walk here where we do have these events all over the country. Visit the website. Download the app. Join us. And look at the health talks, because that's education on mental wellness. Thank you for the time.
Francois, I really appreciate you coming on. And I really hope that you guys find great success in this. And whatever we can to help spread the word, please. Get in touch with us. This is so very, very important. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Aubrey. Thank you for your passion.
Francois Lowe is CEO of Crazy for Walking. Will you be taking part? Give me a call if you are going to be supporting all of the initiative done by Crazy for Walking to try and destigmatize the issue of mental illness. Let's take a break.